Paul, before I do that, I want y'all, I'm going to put you in my business, okay? Amen. And I think I told some of the saints of God, start writing a journal of your relationship with God. Now, I'm going to let you take a peek into me and God's business. Amen. This was just the other day, amen, on Friday, May 2nd. Amen. These were my little notes, amen. I keep a little activities going on with me and God. It says, while crying out to the Lord of a desire to please him and be saved. Hello. Saved for real. Hello. While crying out to the Lord of a desire to please him and to be saved for real. Not play saved. No, for real. Not religiously, but for real. Within my spirit, I'm asking God to search and to remove everything that should not be there. And to create in me a clean heart and a true heart of God. Now, Lord, use her to come right and say, you have the heart of God. With so much activities, listen, with so much activities and events through the years, especially in ministry, the years of negative events and activities has a tendency to affect you negatively. There seems to be such a fight in and for the faith. Fights and bouts within which I focus on. This is what I was focused on. I focused on what was going on with me. I figured like what was going on with me, and I was telling God, God, I feel like I'm worrying, and I'm feeling a little fearful here. But what I heard from, I told God what I feel. But what I heard from out of my spirit is this. You have no problem with worry. You have no problem with. Problem lie in taking a stand in courage. That's what rose up out of my spirit. Build yourself up in courage. Speak to your word. Speak the word. I say you are. Don't base the agreement on the sensuous realm of feeling. Don't get in agreement with your feelings. It's going to take you away from how I really look at you or say about you. Listen. The Spirit of the Lord say, tighten your loins. Your loins are a little weak, loose there. You got to tighten up your loins. With the truth of my word. What I'm saying about you, stop listening at the lies of the enemy. What you're hearing, you're going with the sensuous realm. You know, tighten up your loins. They loosen up. Amen. Praise God. Say, my word will free you and cause you to walk tall in the spirit. So this is where he took me, and I'm taking you there to share with you, amen, me and God's little stuff going on. So turn with me, Joshua 1. That's where we are. And I thank God for Cook this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you're going to see up in the book, amen, up in the word of God, amen, as she got used her this morning. And we're going to go through this briefly because, as you know, if you all notice, God ain't been using me with no long messages. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this will be short. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask, amen, someone, here, Gina, you close. If you would read, amen, at Joshua 1. Starting at the first verse.
Joshua 1:1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead.
Now, listen, after the death of Moses, the Lord spoke unto to Moses' assistant Joshua and said, listen, Moses, my servant, is dead. In other words, amen, and what the Lord was giving me there said, listen, the former things are dead. I'm moving you into a new era, E-R-A, not E-R-E-A. I'm moving you into a new era. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. All that stuff of the past is dead. Amen. All that stuff you used to do is dead. All the way you were doing things in the past is dead. Amen. It is now dead. All that stuff, amen, praise the Lord, that you got by wit is dead now. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, read.
Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan.
Go over this Jordan.
Thou,
mm-hmm,
and all this people unto the land which I do give to them.
Now listen, God is trying to give us something to possess. I'm telling you, God, it's enough. It is enough. I heard you, the Lord saying, in my belly. And you know, amen, let me tell you something. We are so behind. We are so behind. God constantly tell me I'm trying to get something to the people. I'm trying to get something to the people. God is trying to get us out of the place of, amen, the old way. Trying to bring us into a new thing. God is trying to take us into areas we have never been before. Some people, I heard you saying, some people not going to receive it. And some people can't go into the promised land. Some people just not going into the promised land. Amen, praise the Lord. And the enemy, amen, praise the Lord, are working night and day and try to knock people away. Amen. Try to get people away from what God is trying to take them into. Come on, read.
Even to the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you.
Listen. God trying to get us something. God is trying to get something to us. Somebody, I'm telling you right now, somebody is living in your house. They ain't got no business. Somebody's got your job. Somebody got the job that you supposed to have. Hello. Somebody doing a business that you supposed to be doing. Because some of you, God is not ordained you to even work for nobody but for you to work for yourself. God is trying to get something to the people. I'm telling you, listen, I'm so glad I got some witness in here about what I'm finna say. I'm so glad I got some witness in here about what I'm about to say. Cook is one of them. My wife is one. Deacon Burke, he's not here this morning. He's one. Sister Burke, no, Marcia. She would know about it. But I don't think you read it yet, but I'm going to share something with you. You know this was Bishop's scriptures in here. Come on, I'm going to show you something. Come on, read.
Verse 3 again.
Every place, uh-huh,
that the sole of your foot shall tread upon,
every place upon, uh-huh,
that have I given unto you,
that I gave to you. We don't want to tread on no places. Let me tell you something, Bishop, my former pastor, let me tell you something, read these, and God brought all this back to me. To my remembrance, on how, you know, the church, all that lot, they had all that property, and they witness in here, they know. We We had some property. We had property so much to the point that we could have a carnival out there, and we did. Just like them Catholic Church had carnivals coming out there, we had carnivals too. We had all the rides and all the stuff too, because we had the lot for it. And let me tell you something. And Bishop read in the scripture, every place that that your feet shall tread upon, it be yours. I've given it to you. And he got them saints together and went out there and tread on the property. Property wasn't in their name. Tread on the property. And got out there on that property. And let me tell you something. Was able to get the property for $1. All that property. Got it for $1. All that property. And it was a lot. We had lots. I used to hate to get out there and cut all that grass. But we had property. Because he read where your feet shall tread upon. I've given it to you. Amen. I'm telling you, God is somebody, let me tell you something. Somebody, I'm telling you right now, I tell you no lie. Somebody, if you ain't got your home, somebody living in your house. Yes. Houses. But I don't know about you, amen, but that's one of the things that's in my belly. Let me tell you something. That's one of the things that is in my belly. Let me tell you something. To go get your stuff. You hear what I say? This is not Joshua saying this, you know. That's it. That's the Lord himself. What God wants us to do, amen. God wants us to be courageous. And God gave it to me. God said I can have it, and so that self. You can't be talking with people that ain't sure. Hello. Don't be talking with people that ain't sure what God want out of their life. Don't be talking with them. I'm telling you, amen. Some of y'all know the story. When I got that house, ain't nobody in the church knew. I wouldn't come and say with nobody but the Lord. I sure did. The next thing they know, the saints seeing us moving in. I read in the scripture. You hear what I say? Amen. And taking God at his word. Whatever God says about you, amen, that's what we have to get in agreement with. We got to stop. We got to stop, amen, praise the Lord, and recognize, amen, understand, we're going to have a fight with doubt. We're going to have a fight with unbelief, but that ain't what we go with. Amen. You got to go with what God is saying. Whatever God is saying concerning you, that's what I've learned. Listen, you don't beat yourself up because you heard doubt and because you heard belief. No, you fight. Amen. Praise God. Come on, read. Listen.
As I said unto Moses. Verse 4. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, mm-hmm. even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, mm-hmm. all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun.
That's a lot of land. That's a lot of territory. That's a lot of territory. Well, I got news for you. Amen. That's the length of the territory he was sitting in. But I got news for you. Earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him. The calves on 1,000 hills, if they're up there, let me tell you something, mine too. Hello, because I am joint heirs with God. Hello, I am joint heirs with God. So whatever God says, amen, amen about, amen, what's mine is mine. Hello. Amen. So that's what whatever God says, that's what we're going with. The body of Christ, amen, got to get in agreement with what God is saying. You cannot base, amen, it on your feelings, what you think, and all that stuff. Because if I went by my feelings this morning, I stayed home and stayed in my bed. But I said, the devil is a liar. You see what I missed this morning? I said, the devil is a liar. I said, I'm going. And I'm going and I'm going to preach. Amen. Because it's not based on feeling and all that stuff. But it's based on what the word of God is saying. Amen. And if you know for yourself what the word of God is saying, speak what God say about you. Start saying what God say about you. Stop leaning to your feelings. We are so behind. Brother, God going to do something for you. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God going to do something for you. God going to do something for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, read.
The ending of verse 4 shall be your coast.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life.
Uh-huh.
As I said with Moses, so I will be with thee. Uh-huh. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6. Be strong.
Listen, saints of God. He said, I won't fail you. I'm here to share with you today and say to you how God has given it to me. When you trust me, when I tell you this here, the Lord spoke something to me in this manner. He said, listen, the way you trust me when you came to knowing me, I'm requiring a greater trust. Okay. See, that's the problem with the body many times, the body of Christ. We would trust God to a certain point. But when God, when God start touching stuff, or the enemy start touching stuff, and we got to commit it over to God for his trust, we come on, let's be real. We have a tendency, y'all, those that didn't come Friday night, amen, was that a word? Pastor Pratt came up in here and he preached. He preached, and I told him, after it was over, I said, let me tell you something. You was right at my address. I ain't say faith, you were at my address. But he brought from the word of God, from the book of Isaiah, how we, and it ties in with what I'm about to say here now, when it comes down to trusting God. Many times we want to take our life and place it in our own hands. Because the truth of the matter is, if the real truth be known, and I'm living in a time now in my life where, not speaking nakedness that I'm naked before God, I know I'm naked. Okay? It ain't no talk. I know I'm naked before him. Some people just telling them that and don't realize. But you are actually naked. God sees everything about us. He see all the ugliness. All the ugliness in my life, all the ugliness in your life that you don't want nobody else to see. God see the ugliness. So let me tell you something. Yes, I don't want you to see my ugliness, because let me tell you something. You see my ugliness, you might laugh. You might pick. It might do everything but pray. But I know if talk to him, acknowledge him about my ugliness, then he's going to do something about it. Amen. It's so sad we can't be real with one another. We can't be real with one another. You know that? We duck all over. We jump all over them scriptures. When it comes to confess your faults one to another, you ain't healed and I ain't healed. You wonder why you ain't delivered and I ain't delivered. Because we can't confess our faults to one another. We want to always seem like one another, like we Superman and Superwoman. Always seem like we, me and God got it like that. And you, God is like, you and God ain't even speaking. Know what I'm talking about? Amen. You done got so upset and so mad with God till you. Amen. But when you can become naked before him and just real, talk to him about anything. You know, I don't want to be going in the face of God knowing my life all tacky. Lord Jesus, humble my butt. Some folks, listen, that scripture, yes, the scripture said, come boldly before the throne of grace. But don't be coming all cocky like you all that, and you know you done. And you want to come before God. Listen here, God. No, people that's walking in obedience, the words say. But you can't come telling God what his words say and you ain't even walking in it. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you can't yo-yo him. Amen. Praise God. So let's read a little more.
Verse 6.
5 more minutes.
Be strong and of good courage.
Listen at what he's saying here. To do what?
Be strong and of good courage.
Be strong and be of good courage. Don't be all doubtful. I want to talk to your heart soul this morning. I want to talk to your heart because so many people, let me tell you something, if it's good to build a relationship with God for yourself. Because so many people, I said this at the noonday prayer on how so many times the saints of God are buying material. They buying books. And ain't nothing wrong with that. They buying tapes. They getting information off the internet. They, you know, it's so many avenues we got to get information concerning God. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you don't get nothing else out of the message today, understand that you need a relationship with God for yourself so you can know about God. Amen. Stop trying to find out about God through somebody else's material. Let me tell you, listen. One day I grabbed the Spirit of the Lord, put that down. We get so well, we'll pick up a book, then pick up the book. And then these people, let me tell you something. These people are making money. Oh, God, hear the Spirit of the Lord today. Sad thing about it, you buy their material because you can identify you going through some of the same stuff. So you can want to read from somebody you can identify with. Don't get locked up on that. Honey, because God got all kind of routes of deliverance. You read their route. And you try their remedy, and you try their strategy, and you get no results, but you get something. You get frustrated, you get busted, you get disgusted, you start getting the attitude, you start getting self-pity, you start getting weak. Better hearing do what they did. They went before God. They used God's word. They listen to the voice of God. Hello in here. You need to hear just because God, let me tell you something. God spoke to this one. Listen, you might be going through something in your body. God can give you a word if you would just build a relationship with him. Psalms 46 and 10. Amen. If we can do that, under the Messiah, it's a standstill and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Be still. Sit your butt still. Stop running all over the place. Stop trying to seek help from this one. Stop trying to get this one material. Stop trying to hear from this preacher. Stop trying to hear from this sister. Stop trying to hear from this brother. And hear from me. Take the word. Take my word. You want to learn something about me? Take my word. Stop trying to learn it from this one and that one. Stop trying to come. Amen. Even when you come to church, that's all the time you want to hear something about the word from when the preacher preaching. No. Get a relationship with God and get in the word. Times, listen, people want God to speak. God ain't going to say nothing to you until you start saying something to him. Because he ain't going to force himself on you. He will start speaking to you. You don't get discouraged because you didn't hear something right away. Don't do that. Yes. But we got to get a relationship going on with the Lord, with the Master. Amen. Praise God. Come on, read.
Verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage.
Listen. Be strong. Now listen. Don't that sound easy to read? But you know what? If we couldn't do it, he wouldn't say it. He says what? Be what?
Be strong and of a good courage.
Listen. Be strong and of good courage. Listen. Your being strong is not her strongest. Your being strong is not her strongest. You be strong as you possibly can be. Hello. You know, weightlifters, heavy, a whole lot of weight, they might not be able to lift it right then and there, but they have to work their way up. You got to work your way up in being strong in God. You got to work at this thing. Listen, a weightlifter, in order for a weightlifter to be strong, amen, as far as weights are concerned, that means he got to lift some weights. He got to lift some weights. How are we going to be strong in God? Watching Channel 7? We going to be strong in the Lord watching Meet the Browns, Tyler Perry? He says, be strong and courageous. If we not, listen, how do we expect to be strong if you're not doing what it takes to be strong? Help me out with this one. How is that going to take place? If you won't study the word of God, if you won't meditate on the word of God, if you won't, amen, praise God, confess the word of God, if you won't pray, if you're not praying, how that's going, you want strength to just jump on you? It don't work like that. We can sit back and see, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. We can sit back and see that our life is crumbling up, falling apart, getting beat up from the left, from the right. We can see things just ain't going like we desire for it to go. But what in the world are you doing about it besides pity partying? Pity partying don't strengthen you. It only makes matters worse. It's not going to help you. Sitting around crying about it, let me tell you something. It's not going to help you. You said something, amen. You know, Lord won't even let me cry no more. Tears I have is tears of joy. I done run out. I'm serious. That was the Lord say, try to cry. I tried. Let me tell you something. I don't run that. This I've been gave out of it. Award. Ain't no. Amen. And it's so much so. I have tears of joy. And when the tears of joy come, it just come out of one eye. Because I done cried out the other one in this, all this distress. Amen. God would have to refill that. Amen. I'm telling you, left side done run out. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. Praise Lord. Took some time for the right one to bring forth. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, you know what? Because you come to a point. I'm serious. You have to come to a point where I was looking at the other day. Oh, God, I felt like hell. I felt like hell. You hear what I say, mother? Mother, I felt like hell. But there was a service going on, and I said, you know what? If this feeling of hell is going to be on me, it's going right with me to this service. Because I ain't stopping. Keep moving. But God is trying to get something to people. He's trying to get something to. He's trying to get what is ours. Amen. Come on, let's read.
Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage.
I'm cutting at 1 o'clock, so if y'all, all y'all don't get it out at 1, I just read at 1, that's to be through. Come on.
For unto this people shall thy divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous.
Only, you see how he keeps saying that. Only be strong. Listen, when you find yourself feeling weak, when you find yourself weak, do the thing that will cause you to be strong. And Joshua is going to tell you something about that. Read.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law,
uh-huh,
which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper.
Listen, you want to prosper in God. How many want to prosper in God? You got to make up in your mind. You got to make up in your mind. First of all, we need to recognize that God wants us prosperous. 3 John 2, wish above all things that we prosper, that we be in health, even as our soul prospers. God wants us to prosper. Okay? Amen. I'm telling you, God wants us to prosper. Don't be listening at people talking about, you know, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. Folks are walking around talking about, you know, God, when it comes to sickness, God ain't attached to that. Amen. The Bible that I read, let me tell you something, it talks about Jesus. If God, the thing is, if God wanted people sick, then Jesus messed stuff up for God. He did. Because he walked around healing everything that could be healed. That wanted healing, yes, he did. Jesus walked around healing. So if God wanted us sick, Jesus done messed stuff up. Amen. And if we said before, if God wants you so sick and all that, the stuff really don't make no sense. If God wanted you so sick, amen, because that gonna glorify him, you better stay at the doctor's office trying to undo what God did. You go and trying to get rid of something God placed on you. How you gonna do that? Mm-mm. God want us healed. I say God want us healed. Amen. Praise God. So amen. Come on, read 9 and we finish.
Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Listen, we need to understand this in my closing. Y'all can close the book. But we need to understand this. That God, and we need to make up our minds, as I said, we need to make up our minds that, first of all, God wants us blessed. God wants us blessed. No ands and buts about it. He wants us blessed. We need to learn to walk in obedience. Amen. We need to learn to walk in the obedience. Walk in obedience. Whatever God says, we need to practice it. That's the bottom line. We need to practice whatever God says. Put it into practice. This is one of the ways it opens up the door for blessings. When we obey every word that God says to us. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, obey every word that God is saying. And that ninth verse talks about how, and this, oh God, help us. Listen at what he is saying. He said, listen, this is scary to me. I have commanded. We are commanded. I mean, It's like God is saying, listen, this you do. There ain't no compromising with it. This you do. He said, I have commanded you to be strong and courageous. Don't tremble. Don't be terrified. Why? Because the Lord is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, know that God is with you. We would keep that mentality, that let me tell you something, no matter where I go, God is with me. I'm telling you, if we'll keep that mentality, this was that Joshua 1:9, when God first called me to pastor, that's what he gave me. I never forget. Amen. I was working at Jackson, and I had my hands full of medical supplies, and this lady said, I got something for you from God. And she put it in my top pocket. I told her, put it up there. I said, and I never took it out. I never took the thing out of my top pocket until I got home and started taking everything out. But before then, I stopped by a store and I bought this plaque that said what Joshua 1:9 said, that God was with me wherever I went. And because I was saying, Lord, you got to confirm, you got to confirm, you got to confirm. I went and bought this little plaque I seen in the store and I bought it. After I got up from work that morning, because I worked that night, I went and purchased the thing. And after I got that little whatnot, still got it, as a matter of fact, it's in the office. Because I always, if I get discouraged and whatnot, I just look back at that. And let me tell you something. What I had went and purchased after I got home, took everything off and went to go in my pocket and look at what this lady, a Haitian lady, Christian lady of God, amen. I took it out of my pocket and I read it. Same scripture, Joshua 1:9. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. I'm telling you, know that God, when you walk in obedience, if we would learn, and one day I'm going to preach a message about that, but hopefully if the Lord say so, about how, listen, we got to learn how, it's not enough to quote that word. It's not that, trust me. I look at the ministers here and whatnot, and God knows God got greatness in every one of these ministers. You hear what I say? He got greatness in every one of them. But I say to you, I'm telling you, I thank God for the avenue that I traveled down. I don't have no regrets of the way I traveled, because I've learned. And what I've learned, I will try to pass it on down to the ministers to try to save you the heartache, the pain, because there's some heartache and pain along the way. I'm telling you. And I encourage you with everything, with every fiber in my being, get a relationship with God for yourself. Bump folks' material. Amen. That's good study. Get some good study material. That's fine. But baby, let me tell you something. Get that. Don't jump from studying, and get knowledgeable. Do something with what you know. Don't try to. I told God, I said, listen, I don't want to go a step to another chapter until I get down in me what you have, what you're dealing with me about now. I don't want, and see, we can jump the gun because we know stuff. We can know stuff but not live stuff. And the enemy will wait on you. He'll wait till you get blowed up with a lot of knowledge. And he'll say, now use it. And you, when it comes time to use it, you'll find out it's not even in you. It's head and not heart. Baby, and that's when he will try to put a whammy on you. But you take and you build a relationship with God. I'm telling you, if you don't know how to meditate, you learn. Learn how to do it. Stop jumping. Stay with where you are. Amen. Don't be trying to look out and what's going on with yourself. Amen. Look at yourself, at where you are. Hello. Where you are, get some scriptures on where you are, and look at some scriptures on where you need to be. And get saturated. Don't quote it. 3 John 2. He wished above all things that I prosper and I be in health, good health, even as my soul prospers. That's good. I could quote that. Now that's what he wished. Do you have it on the inside of you that, amen, that he truly wants you to prosper? Do you have it truly on the inside of you? By the stripes of Jesus. Honey, that's good. Ain't no sickness attacking you. That's good. That's good. You young. Ain't no blood pressure. Your blood pressure is normal. I'm serious. You, baby, let me tell you something. Who was that? Say, teach us to number our days. While we're in our youth. You know, you don't, you, listen, you get that word on the inside of you. Don't walk around here like the religious people doing, like so many religious people in the church during the day. They know so many scriptures. They can quote it. I mean, quote it to a T. You hear what I say? They can quote the word from front to back. But you can go get a wine head on the corner, a wine drinker, and they'll tell you some of what the word of God says. But the word is not on the inside. And don't get caught up in that. You get that word inside of you. Because what happens is this. You get tested by what you know. It's just like the teacher in the classroom. Teacher will go over stuff with you and all that. But honey, the day will come where she put the call for a test and put it out there and see, do you know what you say you know? It comes a time with God. Yeah, we quote the scriptures and we quote it because yes, we believe it. But let me tell you something. God wants us to step out of believing and knowing. We all can sit up here and say he's a healer, but we know that. We say that because we read it, we believe it, but test time, ain't that right, Mother Stewart? Amen. And we stand. That's when, you know, the devil don't care nothing about you standing up here telling me I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, because he know God got you covered. The minute, let me tell you something, you keep quoting and quoting and quoting, and let me tell you something, and the enemy look at you and say, you know, and God permits, God do allow. Many of us don't realize, let me tell you something, just like the scriptures say, obedience is better than sacrifice. When you don't obey the word of God, it's a door open to the enemy. When you refuse to walk in obedience, that is automatically a door open to the enemy. That's why it's important that you get that word on the inside of you, where it gives you power to obey. Because you do get tested. The higher you go in God, the more test comes your way. The more God anoint you, the more the enemy comes after you because you got something to offer. You hear what I say? If you ain't got nothing to offer, you know. But if you got, when God start elevating you and you got something to offer, you around here getting folks set free. You around here and making devils run. You done rose up a soldier in the army of the Lord. That's why it's so important to not jump from book to book and all that stuff. Get it down. Get the word down. Spend that time with God. Stay in his presence. Stay in his presence. Amen. Praise God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. Stay in there with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for his word on today. Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand, praise.